The idea of a wild horse, it's so romantic, right? I mean, it's inspired art, it's inspired songs like this one.
Wild horses couldn't drag me away.
And this one. Well, now science tells us that no one will ride your wild horses, and they also can't drag you away because they no longer exist. Here's NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce.
Sometimes people call the Mustangs out in the American West wild horses, but scientists would say they're feral, descendants of tame horses that went AWOL. In terms of truly wild horses, it's long been thought that there's just one remaining subspecies, a stocky Mongolian horse called Przewalski's horse.
If we call them wild, this is because we were thinking, we being all the researchers, we were thinking that they never had been domesticated.
That's Ludovic Orlando of the University of Toulouse in France. He and some colleagues recently analyzed DNA from 88 horses, some modern ones, but also dozens of ancient ones from remains and archaeological sites that date back over 5,000 years. What they found is described in the journal Science, and it's a shocker. It looks like the famous Przewalski's horse is actually feral. The Mongolian horses seem to be the descendants of horses from the Batai culture in northern Kazakhstan, which has the earliest recorded evidence of horse domestication.
So basically, we found that the earliest domestic horses on the planet have survived today, but not in a domesticated form, but actually in what we call the wild horses.
What's more, the horses that you might see out at your local barn do not seem to have descended from the Batai horses, as scientists had assumed. So humans must have tamed horses again at some later point somewhere else.
My immediate gut reaction is that the results of this paper is just huge. It's incredibly exciting.
That's Robin Bendry, an archaeologist at the University of Edinburgh. He says learning to use horses transformed human history. It changed how people traveled, communicated, fought wars.
So the actual story of when and where it happened is very important for the human past, and it's entwined with so many other things.
That actual story is what scientists are trying to track down now. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name.